Matt Watson is a musician. He performs under the name Speculation, spelled with a K, and he's a rapper and a producer. And a few days a week, he works as a barista in a tiny coffee shop in Seattle's Beacon Hill neighborhood.
Describe what it looks like.
600 square feet, homey, a lot of wood, 5 or 6 tables, old espresso machine, and usually a lot of loud music.
It's called The Station. This is not Matt's first job making espresso. He's had another. Back then, he was a hotshot barista at a much more popular coffee shop in Seattle's Georgetown neighborhood. After working all day at that coffee shop, he'd hole up in his studio and work alone on his hip-hop music.
Basically, my life at that point was work in a coffee shop 5 days a week, come home, go immediately to the studio, work there for 7-8 hours, go to bed, start over in the morning, maybe try and squeeze in dinner with my wife there someplace. But I was tired when I got home, and it was a slog.
Am I a workaholic all in or a big city bore? I'm not entirely sure what my wife thinks anymore. Truth be told, she's got the patience of a saint, cause rap records don't cover insurance and word the payment's late. I say it monthly, when statements come we make, scrape and save a way to pay him something. It'd be one thing if I wasn't loose, every single dollar I put into this news.
Matt created a secret blog where he could vent his frustration. He started posting nasty comments about coffee shop customers and his boss.
Here are a few examples from bitterbarista.com. The coffee of the day is an Ethiopian dark roast blended with broken dreams and despair. Lady, you're drinking coffee through a straw. I hardly think you're in the position to lecture me on lifestyle choices.
Then, Matt was outed.
And this is the one that probably got me fired. I like to use a lot of big words when I tweet. That way, if my boss ever finds my Twitter account, he won't understand any of it.
You might think Matt would never work in espresso again after that debacle, but he'd been hanging out at The Station, and this coffee shop felt different. And so Matt Watson decided to give his espresso career one more shot. A customer named Moni Tepp approaches the counter. Turns out she's a musician too. She performs under the name Just Moni.
As a musician, you're a little far removed sometimes because you're always playing shows and you're always in the studio and you're always making music. Coffee shop gives you a space to, like, talk about real life with people. You know what I'm saying? Like, real life. You get to talk about real life.
Moni heads back to her seat, where she and the musician Paolo Escobar are working on a music track on a laptop. No more. Then Paolo pulls out his guitar. Matt has started working more with live musicians now, the kind of musicians who come into this coffee shop. Now, when he sees a customer, he doesn't see a potential adversary. He sees a potential collaborator.
I think a year ago when I got fired from that place, that was a huge blessing for me to come and find this place.
Matt hasn't given up on the bitter barista persona completely. He's got a coffee table book out and, you know. But the nasty comments online, they've slowed way down. And when you look at his face, Matt doesn't look bitter anymore. He looks happy.
That piece was produced by Joshua McNichols for his new series, Day Job, How Musicians Pay the Rent. There's a link to his website where you can listen to the rest of the series at wordofmouthradio.org.